The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, February 13, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel concluded his official visit to Belize with a meeting with healthcare collaborators who are working in this Central American nation. On his Twitter account, the head of state described the meeting as excellent. They know the reality of the country in death, and their commitment to the Belizean population is as high as to our homeland, he stressed. They teach and receive lessons every day. I felt proud while listening to them, Díaz-Canel said about the 117 doctors and nurses who are members of the Cuban medical mission there. The Vice President of the National Assembly People's Power, Ana Maria Amari Machado, met on Sunday with Venezuela's National Assembly President, Jorge Rodriguez, in this capital, where they discussed issues of bilateral interest. The two countries' legislative bodies recently acknowledged the excellent state of bilateral relations and the prospects to develop solidarity and collaboration in both directions at a meeting between lawmaker Edgardo Ramírez, president of the Cuba-Venezuela Parliamentary Friendship Group, and Ana Maria Mari Machado. Venezuela is participating in the Havana International Book Fair with a broad literary stock that includes titles printed by publishers from the Platform for Books and Reading and attached to the Ministry of People's Powerful Culture. Cuban collaborators of the Henry Reeve International Contingent of Doctors, specialized in situations of disasters and serious epidemics, are in Turkey to contribute to saving lives and helping in the recovery of the victims of the devastating earthquake that affected the population of that country and Syria. The medical brigade is made up of 32 professionals, 28 men and 4 women. Of these, 20 are medical specialists and 11 are graduates, including nurses, epidemiologists, and service personnel. Since its foundation in 2005, the Henry Reeve contingent has assisted populations affected by earthquakes in Pakistan, Indonesia, Peru, China, Haiti, Chile, Nepal, Ecuador, and Mexico. And in the international agenda, we have that Mexican Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard said on Sunday that the movement to promote an end to Washington's blockade against Cuba that will be led by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador will not generate tensions with the United States. In statements to the newspaper La Jornada, the foreign secretary noted that with this decision, the president ratifies the stance that he has historically held against this criminal measure that affects the Cuban people so much, and described Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel's official visit as successful and very cordial. Ebrard made it clear that Mexico and the United States are allies, but we do not have identical interests. Mexico is a country in Latin America. We are a Spanish-speaking country, and we come from very large civilizations like the Maya. López Obrador's approach is that the past be left behind, that this type of blockade be lifted, and we try to create a fraternal coexistence in the Americas, that we all respect one another, Ebrard pointed out. Meanwhile, Colombia's High Commissioner for Peace Office on Sunday confirmed that the second round of peace talks with the National Liberation Army, ELN, will begin this Monday in Mexico. This round is part of a thorough, definitive peace building, it was said in a statement. The office thanked Mexico for its hospitality, a guarantor country along with Venezuela, Chile, Norway, and Brazil. These talks will continue to be attended by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres through his special representative in Colombia and members of Episcopal Conference. Sweden, Germany, Switzerland, and Spain will be present at this second round of peace talks as accompanying countries. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.